For many lawmakers and lobbyists, the culmination of 5 months of work during this biennial long session came when a final budget was released late Sunday night. More than 500 pages and $20.5 billion. The budget was finalized behind closed doors by two men, both Republicans, Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger and House Speaker Tom Tillis. On Monday, they let their lieutenants do the talking, like Senator Peter Brunstetter.
Obviously, it represents a compromise between priorities of the House and priorities of the Senate.
Among those compromises, Tillis got one thing he's wanted for 2 years, compensation for eugenics victims. The budget sets aside $10 million to be shared by those who can prove they were victims of the state-sponsored sterilization program. It was one of the rare areas of new spending. Most of the budget represented cuts to programs as varied as the Biofuel Center, to the court system, to the troubled Rural Economic Development Center. The Senate especially never liked the idea of eugenics compensation, but Berger gave in while making sure he got some things he wanted. They included major changes to education, like a 21% cut to funding for teacher assistants. Brunstetter explained.
I think what we're doing is we're focusing on providing teacher's assistants in K through 1, which is the area that studies show where TAs really make a difference on performance.
Teachers also will no longer get tenure. They again didn't get raises, and they will not receive a salary bump when they get advanced degrees. There are provisions that are tough for educators to swallow.
And we will fight them anytime, any place, anywhere.
It's another sizable crowd that has shown up at the latest version of Moral Monday. This is the 12th such event, and the crowd here says they have a lot to be angry about. The pending voter ID bill brought many to the Halifax Mall, a short walk across a footbridge from the General Assembly. But it's the news of the education cuts in the budget that has many up in arms.
My name is Roseanne Throckmorton. I'm from Rural Hall, North Carolina. You don't do this to doctors. You don't do this to lawyers. You don't do this to judges. But somehow we train all the professions, and we end up getting slammed.
Throckmorton says she's been teaching for almost 30 years and can't remember being this disrespected by lawmakers. She joined the energetic crowd of protesters who followed the same pattern as earlier Moral Monday events, eventually crowding their way into the legislature. But this time, the House had already adjourned, and lawmakers had been gone for more than an hour. That did not diminish the protesters' enthusiasm. The 12 Moral Mondays will, in the end, have little effect on what the General Assembly does in the next few days. There will be passionate debate over the budget and voter ID and maybe regulations on clinics that provide abortions. But in the end, the Republicans have more votes than they need to pass whatever they want to pass, and Governor Pat McCrory will likely sign whatever comes to his desk. Brunstetter says even disagreements over things like the payments for eugenics victims won't come between the Republicans.
Each individual at the end of the day has got to make their own decision about whether they vote in favor of something or not. I feel fairly confident our folks will not let that be a stumbling block.
The House and Senate are both likely to take a first vote on the budget as early as today. Leaders hope they can wrap up the session no later than Thursday. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.